It is Friday, the day before a long holiday weekend. We are all fired up to join you on a Friday. Mike, Seth, and Paul on Sports Radio 610. Unfortunately, the Astros fell 4-0 against the White Sox. And let's be honest.
Mike, the White Sox are our pappies.
Let's be honest.
2-2 versus the White Sox might as well be like going 0-5 versus the Red Sox.
It kind of is. It was a bad series.
They're fine. This is the problem.
It was a bad series.
No. This is the problem. For one, you got this young little bastard last night that all of a sudden has found himself.
Giolito.
Yeah, Giolito, the son of actors and whatnot. He's found himself, and it's at the wrong time because we saw him last year, and he was just an absolute train wreck.
He was one of the worst pitchers in baseball.
He was pathetic. He was awful. But the White Sox, with Abreu and Giannotti, and I'm just going to keep calling them the wrong Italian name. they're one of these teams where you can see where their future is. You could say, like, maybe this is like Astros 2014. It's tricky because I don't want to put them too high up. But Astros 2014, on any given night when the stars are aligned properly, they can take care of you. When Giolito is doing what he's doing, and then also you have the problem of Springer and Altuve being out, then okay, there's no shame in losing to the White Sox.
Yeah, now you're feeling it. Now you're feeling the effects of, oh, hey, our best player and our best hitter are not playing on this baseball team right now. In a game like last night where the offense was feeble after basically the first batter, you know, having four singles in nine innings from the best offense in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I've actually discovered some urgency for this season. I keep trying to find this urgency.
Right.
I found it.
Yeah, okay, good. Finally you're acknowledging that it's not one smooth march to the postseason. Okay.
Here's the urgency. It's not in the division. It's with the American League.
Okay.
You got to get home field, right?
Yeah.
Home field's important. And the New York Yankees have won five games in a row. But more importantly than that, my friends, the Yankees have won five games in a row, and they have almost nobody healthy. They've been banged up the entire season.
Yep.
They have been operating at like 60% health, if that, and they are 32-17. There is an urgency to try and get the best record in baseball. So if and when you face the Yankees, you have home field.
Are we just ignoring the Twins? Is that the thing that we're doing now? The Twins, whose offense, by the way, is currently a little bit better than the Astros. This is not just a simple, easy walk to the one seed. It just flat out isn't. Did you realize this, Mike, how good the Twins have been hitting?
No, I realize this. I'm just not sure what their staying power is going to be.
They're in some pathetic AL Central. Their staying power is going to be just fine. I'm with you there. As I have been all along. The Yankees, I'm nervous that we got a little too comfortable and a little too cocky after handling the Yankees without really, really pointing out over and over again that the Yankees were incredibly banged up at the time. And
You mean in the series this year?
Yes, this year. And then with the Red Sox too. Now the Red Sox, we like to claim that we're the Red Sox daddy after one series, and now all of a sudden the Red Sox are coming into town and the Astros are the ones that are banged up. So good. I'm glad you're finally nervous. Paul's back with us. He almost died yesterday. No offense to people who almost died.
I don't know if it's quite that far.
You almost did, Paul. Paul, you're at death's door. I can't believe you're even here.
Now I know.
The only reason you came in here today was because you didn't want to look like one of those people that squoze in a couple of 6 days before a holiday weekend.
Not inaccurate.
3-day weekend, my ass. I'm going to turn this into a six popper.
for those who are unaware, so basically midway through Wednesday's show, I went to the bathroom and I tried to go to the bathroom and certain things that I didn't want to happen were going to happen the rest of the morning.
That's graphic enough.
I don't know if I want to be in the studio with the guys as I deal with that. So yeah, I went home yesterday, or 2 days ago, and yesterday, yeah, basically just didn't go away. It has somewhat gone away, but it's mainly because I have just not really eaten in the last, I would say, probably like 14 to 16 hours or so.
That's intermittent fasting. That's all the rage these days.
Yeah, my abs look great right now.
You're so with it. There is nothing better than getting sick for losing weight.
I'd rather eat food. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're not trying to lose weight. Sometimes I get the flu and I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm ready for summer now.
This is the ticket.
Yeah.
This is the easy way to lose weight. You're not contagious, right, Paul?
We'll find out, I guess.
I don't want to get sick over.
No, don't worry about it. It's not a contagious thing.
Okay, so Paul is back with us, and we are glad
for now.
He is battling through it. Are you buying my sense of urgency when it comes to the American League, Paul?
Well, I found
urgency.
And I don't, for the life of me, I don't know. Like, it was the weirdest thing that you were just really, really cocky 1 month into a baseball season.
Well,
pretending like you've never seen what actually happens in a baseball season.
But it was more about the division, though, because the division that the Astros are in is so non-competitive.
But why did you think that? That's what Paul and I couldn't understand. Is, like, why did you think that winning the division was such the big deal? Like, why that was, when was it ever, oh, hey, we'll win the division, and then everything is simple after that?
Well, it's more just that I had no reason to really get concerned after losses.
But, you know, okay, no, but why did winning the division seem like such a big deal for you? Like, what, did you thought that they were going to just easily win the entire AL because the division is weak?
I had some kind of answer when you brought that up a few weeks ago, and I forgot what it was. But I had an answer for
it. I think
it.
At the time it was that you were saying that the Yankees were weak, or I don't know what it was. Well, I don't know.
I think that actually was a big part of it, that at the time the Yankees were not playing this well. Yeah. The Rays were better. The Red Sox have been playing much better.
And for what it's worth, you are ignoring the Twins for now, too. So, like, you found a sense of urgency, and you think the Twins are unsustainable.
Well, yeah, I mean, I need to wait and see. I don't think that's being cocky. I need to – the Twins are a good team, but as far as – winning the American League, I'm in wait and see mode.
You're also sitting there and talking about other teams instead of talking about the fact that one of your starting pitchers, Corbin Martin, looked very much, very, very, very much like a young pitcher last night. You're not concerned about Corbin Martin being one of your starting pitchers at all.
I mean, I've said for 2 months they need to add a starting pitcher at some point. So am I concerned about
Why weren't you concerned then? You have a lack of imagination concerning.
How?
I don't know. It's weird because usually if it's a team that you're rooting for, like, within a game, you're terrified all the time.
Correct.
Even if you're up by 21 in the fourth quarter, you're in a football game, you're still scared. But somehow with the Astros, and like, mind you, not coming off of a World Series championship this season, the Astros you are way, way, way too comfortable with.
Well, I mean, I'm comfortable with the overall situation because they don't. It's not like they have to play well every single day, every single week to win their division and keep hold of the thing that you absolutely need to keep hold of, which is making sure you play a best of five in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to add a starting pitcher. But I'm not going to go crazy over Corbin Martin because my expectations for a second round pick 2 years ago can't be come in, make 25 starts, and be good in every single one. But they need a starting pitcher, yes.
Would this urgency that you have suddenly found, Mike, exist if the Astros had not lost these last two games?
At some point, yes, because of this whole Yankees, possibly Red Sox, possibly Twins deal.
What if they just lost one of them? Say the game that took place on Wednesday night
goes
the way that it was supposed to go, when the Astros had the, you know, you got Jake Marisnick making the over-the-shoulder catch, the relay, the double play, and all that. They
Cole
were
3-2. Down.
Right, before Gerrit Cole had his issues and Josh James gave up the grand slam. I felt like, at that point, I felt great about the team. I remember I was like, yeah! I mean, it's just the same old for the Astros, again, going up against a mediocre crap team in the Chicago White Sox. But after two, okay, now all of a sudden you're feeling that urgency. I mean, I think it's interesting that Seth's pointing out just the Twins and the placement in the American League Central. The Central's garbage, including those Chicago White Sox. But, you know, I don't know that I would necessarily be feeling urgency now after a couple of losses to the Chicago White Sox, just given how well the Astros have been playing. Like, they were due for a couple of clunkers.
That's fair. I won't disagree. I'll agree with the premise of what you're saying.
If you're going to make it based off of the case of the Yankees are just playing well and everyone's dead, then that is a more fair reason than just the last two games with the Astros losing.
Mike, let me ask you, I'm going to give you four names of starting pitchers that you might trade for. Tell me who you want first.
Okay.
Max Scherzer, Marcus Stroman, Madison Bumgarner. I know he has a no trade to the Astros, but that's just for negotiating purposes. Okay. Or my personal favorite, Trevor Bauer.
I'd want to bring in Max Scherzer, but I think that would cost too much.
Sweet.
Bumgarner, so we don't have to deal with the awful pitchers hitting in the World Series.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's right.
Just give me one pitcher who can hit. Please.
That would be, boy. You talk about Luno making
what
moves
a cocky
for
move.
Pitchers. What a great move that would be.
Just if, like, because of his hitting.
And if Madison Bumgarner comes in and, like, has the game-winning walk-off home run in a World Series game, that would be awesome. Bumgarner has a bunch of, like, actual contenders on his no trade clause.
Yeah.
But it's not that he doesn't want to go to those teams necessarily. It's just he wants to be sure he has total control over how it happens.
I also wouldn't mind Marcus Stroman just because of the fact that he's been in the headlines over the last couple of days, because apparently people don't like it when pitchers do the equivalent of a bat flip after a strikeout.
Yeah, that's right. I'm you know where I am with that. He's celebrations all the time.
Pro celebration.
I'm pro celebration.
He's pitched very well, and Bumgarner hasn't. So my answer is Scherzer, but it's probably going to cost too much.
That's right. I wonder with Bumgarner, though. Bumgarner do the old Astros thing where, oh, hey, by the way, you're going to come here and all of a sudden you're going to look like you're 24 years old.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a path to new glory.
So last night I went to, dare I say, a Houston institution for the first time ever. I went to turtle racing at Little Woodrow's in Midtown.
You've never been there?
I'd never been.
That's right around the corner from you. I figured you'd have been there at least once.
I had not on a Thursday night. No.
I didn't. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've never been to turtle racing, and I always thought it was like code for some kind of drug thing.
No.
It's like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, like when people think they're being clever, and they're like, hey, it's snowing outside. Like, all right, go. Aren't you clever? I thought it was like, hey, we're going turtle racing. Get your, I don't know, what do the kids call it? Get your Molly powder.
I was impressed.
I think we're more discreet than that.
For those who for those who haven't seen it, basically they have these turtles who they're scooping up like they're fish. Basically, they have these turtles in a bucket that they put in the middle on this little mound, and there's like a little racetrack with a circle, and whichever turtle wants to lift the bucket, whichever turtle crosses with its whole body the racetrack around it.
Oh, so it's a track. I always thought it was a straight ahead deal, like a 40-yard dash.
Not straight ahead.
Oh. Do you eat the winner?
No.
Oh.
And then they do about like
They
do about 8 or 10 races per like round or whatever.
Okay.
It was a really good atmosphere.
How do they entice the turtles to move?
Well, some of them didn't move. Like,
oh, really?
Last night the 10 and the 7 for every race did not move. They stood on top of the little mound and would not move.
It's weird.
Had no interest.
I feel like those are the ones who are probably best suited to survive in the wild.
Probably.
The ones that are the slowest, they last the longest. They don't need to eat as much. They don't look like targets.
Yes.
Those sparky ones, like it works well in the Woodrow's environment, but not out in nature.
Probably.
Maybe out like getting hit by semis and everything.
I have no idea where they keep these turtles, where they find these turtles.
Yeah.
But
personally, I think this is cruel. I think this is PETA needs to get on top of this right now. Turtles need to be out in nature getting hit by semis and eaten by alligators instead of having fun racing each other.
I really enjoyed myself last night. Yeah. I would rarely go out on a Thursday, but I was passing by. I was like, you know what? Let me stop by.
What are you, a college football player or something? Why wouldn't you go out on a Thursday?
Well, we got to get up early. I don't know if you're aware of this.
You know what you got to do? You got to keep reminding yourself that you're young and single and get to live in this life before all of a sudden you don't have the energy. You're going to be, man, it's not bad. Like, you'll settle in a little bit. It's like, I don't want to go out on a Thursday night, but I kind of wish that back when I was younger and had more energy that I had gone out on more Thursday nights.
Okay, I was glad I went out last night. Yeah. It was a really good time last night. Nobody
on their deathbed ever says, I wish I'd stayed in more on Thursday night, unless you're dying from like an STD or something. And then you're like, I wish I'd stayed in that Thursday night.
I'm going to put a poll on Twitter to see if people actually agree with that Thursday night take. Mad Radio on a Friday, Mike, Seth, and Paul. We'll have a positive poll later this hour at 6:45.
I retract that, though, too, because that's the old saying, nobody on their deathbed ever says, I wish I'd spent more time at the office.
Yes.
I don't think that's, I think that's false. I think a lot of people on their deathbed are probably like, I wish I'd worked a little harder. I wish I'd hit the bottle a little less and worked more now that I'm dying of liver cirrhosis. Yeah.
Do we have legit drama between James Harden and Chris Paul next?